for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is a 2019 annual ladies' conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Sunday morning, February the 17th, 2019. Deborah Bales is the speaker of the morning, teaching on Retain and Maintain Your Deliverance.
I tell you what, I believe we could have just went on with the praise right here.
Yes.
You know, it's something about freedom.
Amen.
Jesus came to set us free, right?
Amen.
And I love to praise God.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? I really do, because the Bible says He inhabits the praises of His people. And it's something about when you can just lift up and praise God and give Him the glory, because He deserves it. He deserves all of our praise. And we thank God for the liberty, and we thank God for everything He's already done here and what He will continue to do. And my assignment, I believe, today is just to encourage you to retain and maintain deliverance. You want to retain it, and you want to maintain. Come on. You want to continue that God has done in you. When you go home, you don't want to stop. I want to encourage you to continue to let God do everything in you that He wants to do. Praise the Lord. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Retaining and maintaining deliverance.
That's it. Amen.
Okay. Retaining. R-E-T-A-I-N-I-N-G. And maintaining.
That's it.
Deliverance. Okay. When you retain, it means you keep it. You maintain, that means maintenance. Right? So you want to maintain. Yeah. When I come to get maintenance. Yeah. And people that, men and women of God that are constantly in deliverance ministry, you know, that's just a part of a whole. Can I help you today that this is a part of a whole? This isn't the whole thing. So there are other facets to ministry, because Jesus didn't just say cast out demons. He also said heal the sick,
yes,
raise the dead,
yes,
okay, speak with new tongues. Okay. Freely you receive, freely give. So we want to be balanced even in deliverance. We don't want to be lopsided. We want to be balanced, okay? Because everything is not necessarily a demon.
That's right.
Some of our problems is because of our own sin. And then you have to recognize when it's you. Come on. If you have a problem forgiving, it's you. Now it becomes a stronghold when you don't get rid of it. Okay?
Yes.
So everything you can't blame on the devil, even though you want to, because it seems like it's the easy way out. But there's some things, brother, we do. And the Lord will let you know, wait a minute, that's you. You need to get deal with you. Okay? So sometimes if it's self, you got to get self off the idol pole or whatever. Okay? So recognize that everything's not a demon, but we do know they're real. And we do know we fight them. But guess what? Angels are real too. The power of God is real. All right. So what I'm saying today is you've got to understand balance. You got to understand that the Lord will show you in the Word what you're dealing with. That's why you got to stay hydrated. You got to stay in it. And you need to be around good, healthy folk that can help you.
Yes.
Okay. That's very important. So I'm going to give you some points here. The 7 points I'm going to start with. All right. Number 1, how many of you know that in Ephesians 6, it talks about the armor of God?
Yeah.
Right? And that's a very good scripture. But I will encourage you to memorize that, because you need to wear it every day.
Yeah.
Right? How many of you do that?
Amen.
Honestly, you do put your armor on, right? I hope so. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. I'm just going to go through the points, the things that you need. Number one, you need to make sure that you have on the belt of truth.
Yes.
Yeah, the belt, you put that on because that holds up the armor.
Yes.
You know, when I was in the military, they, before we began to train, they gave us equipment. They gave us a helmet that I did not like because it was too heavy. And it had a strap, and I had to put this strap on, and it was heavy, right? But guess what it did? It protected my head, right? And it fit me. So your helmet will not fit hers. Your head's made different, right? So all of us have a helmet. This is why, you know what? Okay. This is why we don't have to compete one with another. Because we're all different. The way I minister is different from Jerry. I'm not Jerry. I'm Deborah. And one of the things, you know, we have to make sure that you don't try to be like somebody else. Right? Because it won't fit. You won't look right. You won't act right. So put your own helmet on. Every day. Okay? I got ahead of myself. That's okay. In the military, they gave us all this stuff. They gave us a helmet. They gave us a belt. On the belt, there were things that we had to keep on the belt, like a magazine. Magazine had bullets in it. Right? Now, I didn't like that. But I understood why they gave it to me. Because in the event, Kelly, that I had to use my weapon, I needed to know how to use it. So I was determined when I joined the military, I'm going to learn how to shoot right. I don't like weapons, but I'm going to learn how to shoot that thing, and I'm going to shoot expert. So if I got to take something out, they're not taking me out. I'm going to take them out. I did. I just set that up in my mind, Randy. So when we got our weapon, they told us how to clean it and do all this stuff here and how to take care of it, but then they took us to the range. And in the range, you learn how to shoot targets. So I said, well, I'm going to shoot every target that comes up because that's the enemy, represents the enemy. Well, long story short, I got the medal because when I went to qualify, I qualified expert. And I shot every target. Because I'm like, y'all ain't taking me out. I'm not going down like that. Okay. Thank the Lord I didn't have to go to war. Okay, but you have it. You have your belt. Then you have on this breastplate thing. You got this guard. It's a breastplate that you put to guard your heart. How many of you know the Bible says that out of your heart comes the issues of life? So when you get hurt in your heart, it can really damage you. It can wound you so to which you're crippled. Right? So you put on the breastplate to guard the vital organs in your body.
Yes.
That's spiritually and naturally.
Yes.
Then you make sure that you put the shoes on your feet, which represent the gospel of peace. Shield of faith that quenches the fiery darts. You got to have the shield. You can't put your stuff up in the closet. You know, you take your armor out, put it on. Okay? Then you have the helmet and the sword of the Spirit, which is what? It's the Word of God. What did Jesus do when he fought the devil? The devil came to him, tempted him in three areas. And every time, Jesus came back with the Word. He didn't come back with human reasoning. He didn't come back with what Mama and them said. He came back with what the Word said. You know, because sometimes we do that. Well, Brother Boo Boo preached a message and he said, but what do you know if that what he said was right? If you don't know it for yourself, if you don't get back and you read it for yourself, and then you let the Lord minister to you so you can apply it, because again, even your armor that you have fits you. When they fitted us out with the military armor, all the military garb, I had to get measured for me. Okay? All of my fatigues, my boots, all of that fit me. Right? And it's the same way with us today. Your armor is for you, but if you don't wear it, it's not going to do you any good. Okay? I could not get up every morning and not put my military outfit on. I couldn't say, well, today I'm going to wear my tennis shoes. Yeah. I couldn't do that because my feet wouldn't have been prepared for the rocks and all that stuff I had to walk over. Okay? So you want to make sure that you are outfitted every single day. And then finally, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And it is important to pray in the Spirit if you're baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Amen.
Your prayer language will help you.
Yes.
Okay? Now, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. I won't read that scripture, but you can write that down. And then you want to read Jude chapter 1. I will read that one. Jude 1, 20 and 21. Okay? Jude chapter 1. Pray in the Holy Ghost. It says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Okay, there are other scriptures that talk about the Holy Spirit and the value of that. I won't go into that today, but it's important that we have all of this. So we want to guard your mind and your thought life. Most demons seeking to re-enter attack your thoughts, starting with a doubt or something, you know, because he will attempt to come back in areas, and you've got to make sure you keep the gaps closed and you keep all doors closed. If he's been evicted and you know that you've been freed of some things, you want to keep him out. Okay? Refuse thoughts from the enemy and replace them with the Word of God. Fill your mind with the Word daily. Okay? And we talked about the scripture. No, we didn't. I'm thinking of James. But Philippians 4 and 8. Let's read that. Okay? Philippians 4 and 8. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, when you begin to do this, your thought life will change. Your habits may even change. Your world will change. Okay? The word is good, and it will do us good if we apply it. Number two. So number one, you put on the armor. Number two, you make positive confessions. Okay. Now I'm not talking about name it, blame it, claim it. That ain't what I'm talking about. Okay. I'm not trying to pick, but I'm just going to go there. Just a little bit. Is that all right? Okay. According to the word of God, in Mark 11:23, this is what it says. Now, your confessions have to line up with God's word. Okay, where is it at? Little soft, small scripture. It simply says, 22 says, Jesus answered and said, have faith in God. 23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, there have been times when fear, different things that I was freed from, would try to come back. And that's where I take a stand and say, no. When you've really been freed, you don't want to go back into bondage. Okay? There was a time when these sisters was praising God today, and it really did me good to see that. Sister took off running, and the thought came to me, somebody's going to run. So happy to see that, because it shows that you're free. Now, you don't have to run. You know, most of y'all was standing looking. Y'all was looking at first, and I seen some kind of look a little bit. Then you start grinning. Then you start loosening up. Well, you know what? It's just about letting God have his way. I know we're in a different atmosphere, and I know that some of the things that you may do and how you may praise God, when you come here, you don't. Sometimes you stifle. Sometimes you hold it back because you don't want nobody to say, well, that's a demon. That's not God. Well, you know what? If it's really God, if it's the Holy Ghost, you will not be out of order. Come on. So what you're doing, you're letting fear keep you from really being yourself. You know, I've run around here before. The Lord has used me to prophesy and to speak the word of the Lord in tongues interpretation. And yeah, it was a little inhibiting. I'm going to tell you why. Because you feel like, well, if I do it wrong, somebody's going to say I'm of the devil. Well, how many of you know the Holy Ghost don't fight against himself? If you're full of the Holy Ghost, come on now. He'll tell you when you get out of line. Come on, somebody. Do you trust the Holy Ghost that's within you? Do you know his voice? When you know the voice of God, come on now. Thank you, Jesus. The same God that's at 412 Main Street in Van Buren is right here. Come on. The same God, when I get in the car and the Spirit of God begin to move, I'm going to respond to him because I love him. Glory to God. And sometimes I get a little radical and the people look at me kind of funny. I don't care about that. You got to be free. Don't let the enemy lock you down. Jesus just come to get free. Stay free then. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I need more of that. You want to, you know, and another thing, the Spirit of God needs to move and need to speak to some of you as you go home to encourage you. We hear a lot about all the demonic and all of this, and sometimes it can kind of beat you up to the point, well, God, I know you love me, but do you really love me? Yes, he does. For example, the sister right here, behind, yeah, you, yeah, God told me sitting up here, and I told you the Lord had a word for you. And the word is to be encouraged and know that God will continue to do in you that you need him to do. So, you know, a lot of times discouragement comes because you have this view of yourself that I just don't know if I'm accepted. But the Spirit of the Lord will say, you are accepted. You're the accepted in the beloved. And he will continue to teach you, lead you, and guide you as you continue to commit your all to him. Because you really are the apple of his eye. And he cares about you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, bless his name today. Come on, somebody. Clap them hands and give God the glory. Hallelujah. It's nothing that God will not deliver you from. I don't care where you've been or how bad it's been. Nothing in this world is too hard for God to free you. All you got to do is say yes to God and no to the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Bless him today. Hallelujah. 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 Some of us need to shake off, and some of you got some religious demons, you need to shake them off today. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at yourself the way God sees you and stop looking at yourself the way you see you, because sometimes our view of ourselves, and that's the next thing, when you stay in the word is a mirror, but God will begin to show you who you are. He'll change your perspective and your view of you. Come on now. And I think we heard about it. Sometimes people think they have such a low self-esteem of themselves, but God is the one that will tell you the beauty that's inside of you. I used to didn't like to look at myself. I didn't like to listen to my tapes. I missed out on a lot early in my ministry, Patty, because I would not tape myself. I didn't want to hear my words. I missed out on a lot. I realize now that was the trick of the enemy. Come on, somebody. Stop by putting yourself on a pedestal. Amen. He'll bring change in your life. Sister Maggie, God's bringing change in your life. I wanted to tell you that, I think yesterday, when I looked at you, the Lord said, she's not the same. You're coming along. You keep on. You keep running. I mean, Yosha Boseke, Masataya Boseke. Keep running to him. You keep drawing. I don't care if you cough and cough and cough like you're going to cough your inside. Cough it up. Because when I first met you, I'm telling you, we have to so lock down some things to keep from manifesting. But you got a heart. And I know you love the Lord. And God says, be encouraged. You keep on. Every chance you get to get linked in, whatever you are, wherever you are, the service of you, keep going. Don't stop, baby. Because God is with you. And I see Him transforming even your persona, your view of yourself, your personality. You are a beautiful young lady. Hallelujah. And God is bringing the beauty out of you. Hallelujah. Even this time next year, I declare and decree, you'll be further along. Hallelujah. And you will be able to tell people the story when the Spirit of God releases you. You have a story. Hallelujah. So you wait on God. You stay in that pocket with Him. Stay on that altar and let the fire of God continue to burn out, burn in, purify, do all that God wants Him to do. You say, God, whatever you want, that's what I want. And you continue to obey God, all right? Give the Lord hand praise. Come on. Y'all out of here on time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, where I'm at? Number three, stay in the Word. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Stay in the Word. Number one, the Word is a mirror. That's James 1, 22 through 25. It shows us who we are, and it does show up stuff as well. Let me read that one. I'll read it. James chapter 1. Beginning at verse 22 through 25. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Got to get to it. James 1. It says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And a lot of people get the word of God and they know the logos of it. They know the letter of it. But they're not applying it. And I had to learn several years ago what that meant. That means put it to practice. It's like, and the analogy that I use is when you get a credit card, you have to activate it in order to use it. You don't activate it, you can't use it. Right? But you call the people and you give your information and they activate it. So your card is now activated. You can use it. Well, when you be a doer of the word, you can use it. You can decree and declare it. You have a right to do it because the Lord gives you the authority to do it. Glory to God. Oh my. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Have you ever been told the truth and it made you mad? You got upset because you were confronted with the truth? But you had to realize that the person was really telling you the truth even though you didn't want to hear it. Okay, and then for you to get what you needed, you had to apply what they were saying. Yeah, I've been there. I've been upset when people tell me something and my attitude wasn't right or something, whatever the case was. I'm like, man, who are you telling me what to do with it? But then I had to think, wait a minute, they're telling me the truth. Right? And so when you think about it, you look at it, you say, wait, now, if I really want God, I don't have to do that. Okay? So you can't just be a hearer. You have to be, put them both together. Yes. Be a doer of it. Okay? It says, for behold, he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway he forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, okay, that's complete, and continueth therein, that's what we're talking about today, you want to continue. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to walk in the blessing of God. So I'm determined to do what God says. Okay. Then the word is a lamp to your feet for guidance, according to Psalms 119, 105. I believe that, you know, for missionaries even, a lot of times they find themselves in difficult situations. I told you I'm reading, I told somebody, I'm reading a biography of about Gwen Shaw. And when she went to China and the door was about to close and they had to get out, she prayed and she asked God. She said, "Now you sent me here. What do you want me to do?" And the Lord took her right to the scripture where it was talking about leaving. And I can't remember what scripture it was, but she knew that she had to leave. And the next day, she got out of there. The door closed.
Yes.
How many of you know the Lord will lead you?
Yes.
The word is a lamp to your feet. Okay? So we got to have God's word, but we also need to know how to hear his voice. Okay? All right. Then the word is a cleansing agent. I think of a washing machine. You put your clothes in there, I always like to see soap in my clothes, right? They got these new things now where you don't get much soap, they all this Econo stuff. I'm like, I know my clothes getting clean. Because there ain't no soap. Listen, don't put too much soap. Wait, I got to see.
Yeah.
Right? Because the suds are white.
Yes.
Right? And you want to make sure that the scrubbing is taking place. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you want to make sure that you don't want the clothes to come out this sour. And at first, I got one of them newfangled machines. I wasn't sure, Patty, I liked it. I said, well, maybe you need to go back to the old one. Anyway, we got used to it. So the word, though, is a cleansing agent. That's my point. It'll scrub you on the inside, right? Yeah, and then you'll shine on the outside. I love it, yes. So Ephesians 5, 25 and 26. So we're not going to reject the word from now on, right? You're going to take it in. Even that's hard to swallow. Okay, the word, it can cut you, it does all that stuff. I'm going to talk about that, but it's good for you, right? So Ephesians 5, 25 and 26, it says, oh, okay, cool. Husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Yeah, the water, the word cleanses us. And then the word is a two-edged sword according to Hebrews 4 and 12.
Amen.
Now this is funny because how can you cut something and heal it at the same time? It's two-edged. Right? And have you ever heard something that cut you right away? I'm talking about the word now. Something that was correcting. Yeah, I think Alma is a pastor. I think she's a leader of a ministry. And I'm sure, sis, you've had to tell things and say things that someone didn't want to hear come out your mouth. I'm pretty sure sometimes we have to say things that's correcting. Right? And people looking at you like, what you telling me that for? Because the word will go in to cut, but it will heal you. Come on, there's some things in us that have to be pulled out. Right? So this scripture says, the word of God is quick and is powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. You know, you do know your soul must agree with your spirit, right?
Yes.
The soul part of you is your mind, your will, and emotions. And sometimes your emotions don't line up with what the Spirit of God says. And it has to line up. Right? Okay. And of the joints and marrow. Now, the marrow, I think that's the substance that really can heal. I think, don't they do marrow transplants sometimes because they want people, if they got no chemo and all that kind of stuff there, is to heal.
Yes.
Right? The word will heal you.
Yes.
And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So the word will get in places where I can't see this in you. Or you can't see this in me, but the word does. And don't you know the Lord knows how to take the little searchlight?
Yes.
And find us out. Yeah. I think the scripture talks about when we search me, oh God.
Yes.
Try me. Know me. See if there's any wicked way in me. If it is, Lord, come on, pull it out.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. And then finally, the word is food for your spirit. 1 Peter 2:2. 1 Peter 2:2. So we must have the Word of God. Like I said the other night, take your medicine every day. So 1 Peter 2:2, it says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. Now babies, you know, that's all the little bellies can take is the milk. But we, as you grow, then you can take more. You end up eating meat. But what God wants us to be like is children, that we're easy to receive. Children, you know, you tell them something and they believe you. They don't, you know, well, if there's rebellious, then you got to deal with that. But for the most part, you know, they, okay, Meemaw. And I tell Jeremiah, now, don't go left because you'll get hurt. Okay, Meemaw. Jeremiah, come sit up here. Now you need to learn. Okay, Meemaw. Now, if we just did that, we just, you know, when the Lord says something quickly, well, how come I got to go over there? I don't know about going to that church service. Why do I got to stand and pray? Why are they calling me up to pray? I don't want to pray. Why I got to read the scripture? Why are you asking all them questions? Why is it so difficult, Audrey, when the Lord tells us something? He said, I want you like, let me give you this. Winshaw, the Lord spoke to her and said, you're going to speak in Moscow. Now, this was back in 66. Women didn't preach in Moscow. There's no, that was unheard of, but the Lord spoke to her. And shortly after, sent her to Moscow to a service. It was a Baptist church. Now, it was full of people. She was there that Sunday morning. And somehow after the service, one of the people she was sitting around said, come on back to the back. She met the pastor. And he found out she was a missionary. He said, well, we're having a service at 4 o'clock, I want you to come back. And I want you to preach. And she got to preach. She did what God told her that. Now, what if she had said, well, I'm not going to Moscow. Why do I have to go there? How many of us question everything God tells us to do? Why y'all so quiet? We got to learn to obey God. Just without question. You know, the Lord first sent me here. I didn't know all what God had. All he told me was, you need to go down there. And I knew it was a deliverance camp, so I knew I was going to get delivered. I did know that. Come on. And Jane, just to let you know, all I did was I just told the people. I said, well, I'm going to Lake Hamilton Christmas. And next thing I knew, they said, we going too. So I brought the whole church. The whole church, we all came busting up in here. It was one of the best things we could have ever done. The whole ministry. Because it set us on a course. And, you know, we've been coming ever since. Now, I come more than the rest of them. Right? Because I know my assignment. And can I be real with y'all this morning? There was a time when I wanted to leave. Because I was like, I'm not going back down there, man. I ain't got time to play. What is this? Can I be real with you? I'm being real. Yeah. I didn't come to Arkansas to play. God sent me to Arkansas. I said, forget it. I'm not going back. The Lord said, who told you to go down there? I said, well, you told me. He said, well, you can't stop. When God give you an assignment, you better do it. Come on. Come on now. Some of y'all may be a little mad right by now, but do it. Did Patty tell you when she came? She was like, what in the world? I'm sure everybody that really come down here and got a story. Yeah, but for whatever reason, the Spirit of the Lord led us down here. I'm thankful for that. Number four, let me stop and say this. You know, I thank God for Burl. I thank God for that precious man of God. He always encourages me. And I think it was last night, My brother encouraged me. Kevin came over there, and he said, "Now you know if Brother Merle was here, he'd tell you to be free." Basically, that's what he was saying to me. Don't hold back. And I have held back before, but I ain't holding back no more. Everything God tells me to do, I'm going to do it. Come on, somebody. That's what I want you to do. So we bless Brother Merle today. And Father, I ask you to touch him and touch his precious wife, touch Barbara right now. And Lord, I ask that you minister to them. Father, you see everything that they're going through out there. We ask, God, that you continue to protect him, protect his belongings, his property. And Father God, give him wisdom, knowledge and understanding according to your word. Lead them, Lord. You know everything that they need to do. I pray healing for him. I pray strength for his body. And for Barbara right now, we come against all pain. We come against all that the trauma in her body in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for your healing touch right now and the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Continue to minister into their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So number four, you want to crucify the flesh. You see, flesh will keep you from your potential. Right? Jesus said that we must take up our cross daily and follow God. That's found in Luke 9:23. Okay? You want to continue to break old habit patterns, okay, that are set up in league with evil spirits, you come out of agreement. Okay? Galatians 5:19-21, and then verse 23-24 talks about the fruit of the Spirit. But 19 through 21 are the works of the flesh. So we want to stay out of that arena. Okay? Crucify. That means put it to death. Don't allow your flesh to dictate what you're going to do. Be led by God. Okay? When you give over to the Spirit of God and you deny the flesh, then the Lord is able to do in you what he needs to do. So you must crucify the flesh. Okay. God don't hate, he don't hate you, but he don't like flesh. No flesh will glory in his sight. The Bible says that in Romans. Okay. Number five, develop a life of continuous praise and power. So I love the spirit of praise today, which is awesome. Anyway, praise silences the enemy. Yeah, it does. You remember before Jericho, before they took the city, and for 7 days, one time a day, they marched around, and they said, "Now, when you march around, now don't say nothing." You know how us folk do, right? I'm talking about the whole body, you know. You say, "Now, let's be quiet, and let's just walk around." You know, somebody got to throw up their hand. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. No, he said, "Be quiet." You know how you just got to say amen. But for 7 days, they walked, but they didn't say nothing. And then the seventh day, seven times. But when the command was given to shout, amen, my God, the wall came down because they shouted victory. Come on, somebody. There's power in your praise. There's victory, mother, in your praise. Hallelujah. They can't stay. Come on now. The enemy can't stay in that atmosphere. Praise is an attitude of the heart. It is the expression to God of thankfulness, adoration, and joy by speaking, singing, shouting, dancing, leaping, clapping the hands. All that stuff we're supposed to do. Clap, leap, jump, shout. Come on, somebody. Amen. You know, Callie. You know, I've been around a lot of stuffed shirts before in the church, right? Okay, I'm just saying that, being real. Really, you all happy. You know God getting ready to move and people looking at you with sour lemons on their face.
Come on now.
Yeah, and then they say those long prayers with those long words that you cannot understand. I'm like, whoa. Well, I thought we came to have church. Come on. You want you free. Learn to be free. Now, ain't nothing wrong with all that. If that's what you got to do. I'm not making fun of you. I'm just being real. Did you know the atmospheres when you go in and it's not free and you can't praise God and it's dead and the anointing is not there? Ichabod's been written on the walls. Come on. Ichabod means the glory of God has departed. But I thank God the glory of God is here. Why this camp is such a threat. It's a threat. Even when we're not here, it's a threat. There's some people, you say Lake Hamilton, they say, oh, that's that Bible camp down there. Yeah, it's a threat, Patty. Why you wonder why so much warfare goes on? Because people get free here. Amen. Demons have to leave even when they don't want to. We told the devil, get out of her. But I don't want to go. Leave anyway. Okay. Yeah. So 1 Thessalonians 5:17, I think that says, pray without ceasing. Give thanks always, because this is the will of God. Okay. And then Psalm 47:1, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout unto Him. There are times when you have to shout and praise God. Glory to God. Number 6, maintain a life of fellowship and spiritual ministry. Find and fulfill your function within the body of Christ. Now, that's very important. The Bible said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves. So I believe you need to be connected to a ministry, a good one. If you're not, if you are, get in there and work. Keep growing. Okay. So 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 14. 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 14. I think that is talking about the gifts of the Spirit. I'm just going to read a few. It's the manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit, right? The gifts of the Spirit is for the body of Christ. For example, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the gift of faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. All of these working the one and self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as He will. Now, when you see a ministry and the gifts of the Spirit are in operation, along with other things that's going on, you will see a thriving ministry.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And God wants to use the graces, the gifts that He's put in the body of Christ. Not just one gift, all of them. And the Lord knows how to bring order. I don't have time to talk about that today. But there is an order. And God will give order, not chaos. Okay? He knows how to bring order and balance in the body of Christ. Number 7, you must commit yourself totally to Christ. Now, one of the things that's important, if you're saved, you're born again, you must commit. Make a firm commitment to follow God. Okay? Determine that every thought, word, and action will reflect the very nature of Christ. Abide in Him. Okay? So that the fruit of the Spirit might come forth in abundance. Jesus said, I think in John, was it 15? Talking about abiding in the vine. The Father is the husbandman. Jesus is the branch. Jesus is the vine. I'm sorry. The Father is the husbandman. We're the branches. We're connected. Then the scripture talks about that those that are bearing fruit, the Father will prune. You ever felt like you've been purged? Pruned? Why? There's something that may have died or something old on you that He can't use no more. So guess what? He'll pluck it out. Yeah, it does. Thank you. Preaching with me. I appreciate that. Yeah. Right? Because why? He wants you to stay where you can flourish. He wants you to bring forth more fruit. Okay? So yeah, there's something old, something dead. Get rid of it. You don't want to keep all that. You get in complacency. You get used to you get used to coming to Bible study, the same routine every week. Nothing change. How many of you know change is good? That's why the way the Lord moved today, you notice how Jane followed the leading of the Holy Ghost, and she didn't sing no more. You know why? The Spirit of God did what He wanted to do. When we put our thing in it, we can mess it up. Only do what God tells you. Follow the leading of the Lord. Okay. Abide in Christ that the fruit of the Spirit might come forth in abundance. Faith and trust in God is the greatest weapon against the enemy's lies. By doing all the seven that I just talked about, it will ensure that your house, your life, is filled after having been cleansed.
Yes.
You got to keep it filled. Okay? Because the enemy will try to come back. We don't want him back, and we definitely don't want seven demons greater. Okay? You don't want that. If that should happen, and we have some packets prepared that are called aftercare. Now, how many of you know, even when people go to the hospital, they give you instructions, right? They may give you medicine. They give you follow-up. Come on, somebody. And they say, you got to follow up with this. Go back over here. Get checked out that, because they want to make sure you're well. We want to keep you well. So we want you to have some aftercare. We want your mind renewed. Huh? Want you to stay renewed in your mind. For example, let me just give you a few examples of what I'm talking about, because we all need to make sure we stay renewed in our mind, right? So, for example, the Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, as a man think, or as you think in your heart, so are you, so is he. So what kind of thoughts will you have when you leave here concerning what God has done for you? Okay? You're not going back, I hope, not back into negativism or, I don't know, you know, maybe God didn't do that. And you know, you get back, you're around doubt and unbelief and fear. Well, maybe, you know, and before you know it, you're fearful. As you think in your heart. Okay? Isaiah 26:3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Do you trust God? Do you trust him with your life? Trust him with your home? Trust him with your finance? Everything. We have to trust God with it. Come on. Glory to God. Okay. One more. I love this one. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. We need the saith the Lord. We need God's word. We need his affirmation. We need his edification. We need his, amen, comforting. We need God's word to speak directly into our lives. So God is saying, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Oh my. I need to hear what God got to say about me.
Yes,
amen. Huh? Okay, I did say one more, right? Okay, I guess I won't go no further. We have a packet we're going to give you. And this whole list of scriptures on renewing the mind is in there among other things. The purpose is for you to begin immediately making sure your mind stays renewed, making sure that if the enemy try to come back, there's even some prayers in there that you can pray. You do know you can pray for yourself.
Yes.
Right? You can. Don't get in fear. Okay? You must trust God. I wanted to share these keys with you today because God wants us to maintain and retain deliverance. Yes. So when you come back, it may be other things you need help with, but you're continuing. Come on. He don't want us to go back. How many of you know that there's nothing good about backtracking? Okay, regressing. All right? There's nothing good about putting your hand to the plow. The Bible says if you look back, you're not fit.
That's right.
for the kingdom, right? So if I begin to look back at what was and, oh, Lord, have mercy. No, I'm going to get in a bad way. So I want to keep going. I want the greater on tomorrow. I want more of what God has. How many of you know the Bible says that every day His mercy is new? Every day, says, God has something new for you. Now, what's so precious about God, sis, is that when you meet with Him in the morning with your journal like you got right there, He's going to give you something fresh just for you. What's your name?
Jessica.
And God knows you by name. So when you sit down, oh, I said, Jessica, I know you. I have good thoughts of you. I have a precious plan for your life. And God says He's going to work those things out that you need Him to work out for you. Don't worry. The scripture come to me, don't worry, don't have any anxiety. It's Philippians. Let me give you that scripture, dear. It's Philippians, I believe, chapter 3. 4? Y'all on it. Hallelujah. Yeah, 4. Okay. It says 4 and 6. Be careful for nothing. In other words, stop worrying. Don't have any anxiety, fear about anything, but by prayer and supplication, you make your request known to God, and His peace will keep you. You may not have all the answers, and He may have given you a little bit of instruction, and you don't have all of it, but you got His peace. And that peace will carry you to the next step. You understand? And then when you get to the next step, He'll give you more. Okay, because if He gave you all of it, you might not do it. So be obedient. But don't worry. God got you.
Amen.
And Father, I thank You for Jessica now. I ask You to touch her right now. I ask You to minister into her life right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. And even those things that have locked her feet, I see where the enemy has at time past trying to put chains on your legs to bind you. But we take them chains off of you right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank You for the freedom, and we thank You for the victory that she will continue to walk in. And God says you won't have that hindrance on you no more. Those spiritual balls and chains, ain't coming back, because you're grabbing His word. And the more words you grab, the more peace you're going to have, and the more contentment you're going to have. And you will, my God, like David did, slay the giant, because God is putting that spiritual slingshot in your hand. Glory to God. David had to slay the giant, but God anointed him to do it with 5 stones, only needed 1. God said, you got it. Do it and go forth, and you'll see His glory in Jesus' name. Clap them hands. How many of you taking planes back home? Stand to your feet. Those of you that are getting on a plane. If you're getting on a plane, stand up. Father God, we thank You for Your protective hand on your handmaids right now. And Father God, I thank You for the angels of the Lord that are going with them. I pray, Father, my God, I thank You for the angels that are already preparing that plane. Thank You for the pilot, the co-pilot, and all the attendants, that when they get on those planes, there'll be a difference in the atmosphere. I thank You, Father, that as they go back home, they're going another way. I thank You that the blessing of the Lord will be made rich in their life and will not add no sorrow. I thank You, Father, for that You are doing, that You will continue to do. Now keep them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And when they get home, let them find everything well. We thank You even for the changes that are coming right now, that have already begun. We thank You for life and that more abundantly. Bless them going in and bless them coming out. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for everybody, but I got to kind of do it in a different way today. Is that okay? So those of you that are by car, that are not in Arkansas, stand to your feet. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Mother, as you just stood up right here in the black, yeah, you. As you stood up, I heard the Lord want me to tell you this right here, that the joy of the Lord is really your strength. I see you as you walk through your house jumping and leaping and shouting. And when you do that, it's going to break down them walls and them things that have really kind of kept you kind of like, you know, ink, that little ink feeling when you walk through the door. Like, I want to go back to Lake Hamilton because I don't like feeling that. The Lord says, jump. Hey, Mashanda Mo, hey. Jump and shout when you go through your door. Enter into the gate, into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Because praise is a weapon, and it's a mighty weapon. And God's going to use you in a mighty way right in your home, says God. We thank you for that, Lord. So, Father, I pray for all of my sisters that are traveling, that are leaving the state to go home. I pray, Father, that you go with them. I thank you for the blessing of the Lord. Alma, Alma, there's much blessing coming your way, baby. I wish I could touch you, but there's much blessing. Mm-hmm. The Lord is ministering into you, and he's going to give you... I got to come back. I'm sorry, I got to leave him up here. Because the Lord says that there's some financial things that you need God to fix, and you need him to fix it right away. So right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, you touch her and you put this money in her hand. There's been some hindrances, and it's like people have given, and they are giving to you, but the enemy has tried to use hindrance to keep you from that wealthy place. But right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind the enemy right now. In Jesus' name, we come against lack and that spirit of poverty in Jesus' name. And that one that's greedy around you, move that one out the way in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you that you are bringing her into her wealthy place, both spiritually, naturally, emotionally, and financially. And God said, yes, he gave you the vision, and it will come to pass. He gave it to you. He gave it to you. It wasn't man. It wasn't a woman. It was God. So God says, write it down. Write it. Rewrite it. Rehearse it in the face of God, and watch God bring it to pass. Everything that you have need of, God said, is coming your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Clap them hands and give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father, I pray for all of my other sisters here that are going by car. I ask you to go with them. In Jesus' name. Sister, you and your husband have a mighty ministry. I know you're going into prisons, right? You're going to see many people set free by the power of God. But when they come out, you're going to see major transformations. Everything that you've gone through has been just to help equip you. Sometimes you got to know what not to do. And you have to see what not to do and how not to react and how not to treat people, in order to know what to do. And God says now he's going to continue to teach you all what to do. That it's with loving kindness that God draws. And even the worst of the worst, the Spirit of the Lord says you must love them. And even those that will reject, you love them and you just keep on going. Don't let it bother you. Give it to God. So, Father, we pray. I pray for my brother, my sister, that you touch them, touch her dad, her father-in-law. Minister in as they're caretaking. Strengthen them. And, Father, we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. And I pray for all of my sisters here that are standing. I pray that, Lord, that you touch my sister right here. Keep her encouraged. Keep your smile. Don't stop smiling. Even through the tears. Keep smiling, keep loving, and keep giving. and watch God continue to move for you in Jesus' name. I thank you for my sister right here. I ask you, Lord God, to continue to minister into her. I thank you, God, for the word. There's a stirring down in your belly. And Father, I thank you for that stirring. I thank you for the fireball of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Continue to meet every need, God, seen and unseen, known and unknown, oh God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. So we thank you for the releasing. We thank you, Father God, for the uplifting, and keep her encouraged. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I thank you for my three sisters right here. And Maggie, I thank you for all of them. I ask you to be with them, strengthen them, go with them, and God, visit them even in their vehicles in the name of Jesus, and on their jobs. Don't let them miss a beat in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you for it now. All of my other sisters right here, Father, I thank you. Thank you for Angie. Thank you, Lord God, for this great warrior, intercessor, gap stander, my God. Hallelujah. You don't only, amen, stand in the gap, you make up the hedge. You really, when you stand, yeah, you may think, oh, Lord. But let me help you. Baby, things get done when you pray. Is that all for naught? And as you are taking care of God's business, He's taking care of yours. So you keep doing what you are doing, because you are making an impact in the kingdom of God. So Father, strengthen her today. Touch her daughter. And Lord God, we thank you for total transformation in Jesus' name. Thank you for my baby right here. Touch her. You keep her encouraged. Keep her loving you. And Lord, we thank you for her today. Thank you for what you've done and what you will continue to do. And we lock down and chain the enemy. Hallelujah. He's gagged in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for her. Thank you for my dear sisters right here. Thank you for these precious women of God. Continue to bless them, keep them, strengthen them. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus. And the sister that's shaking her head like that right there, yeah, that one. She got her head down. Yeah, you. God said He's touching your husband. You haven't shared what's going on, but God said He knows. He gonna fix it. All you do is praise. You ain't gotta say nothing. Watch God do it. In Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you. And we praise you. In Jesus' name. All right, so I guess Arkansas? Get up. Come on. Arkansas is the best state. Y'all know that, right? Amen. We thank God for Arkansas. Mother, I thank God for Mother. Yes, ma'am. I thank God for Mother in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this precious heart. And I ask you to touch her and strengthen her. Thank you for the longevity you've given her. Thank you, God, for her faithfulness. Father, touch her in her body in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for the love of God that's coming out of her belly. We thank you for the testimony that you gave her, that you have given her. And we ask, God, that you continue to minister into her life in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you, God, for everything you've done for her and that you will continue to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, I pray for my sisters here in Arkansas. I pray, God, that as they go home as fireballs. Hallelujah. How everybody, change that you're doing in our lives, we thank you right now. Touch them now. And wherever you all are fellowshipping, y'all go to church together. I can tell that. Okay. But there's some changes that need to take place. Now, you guys are going to have to do this right here. You got to stay in prayer. Okay? Some things you ain't going to be able to talk about. Don't gossip. Don't get in offense. Stay on your knees. As you stay on your knees, God will do what He want to do. You keep your face to the wall. Stay humble. Okay? And watch God. So, Father, bless them and minister to them. And, Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for my sister that's getting ready to go to India right now. I ask you, Lord, to touch her. Father God, go before her And Lord, I thank you that I don't know if some of the areas where Gwen Shaw walked, you may walk, because I read about it. You know, she went over there. And if that's the case, Father, bless her and bless the people that are there. Minister to them. And Lord, we thank you that you're allowing her to go to areas that many of us may never go. But Lord God, let your anointing go with her, your strengthening go with her, and Father, keep her from disease. We bind any type of disease or any type of sickness that would try to come at her body, and we thank you, Lord, that you're keeping her whole and healthy in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, Father, and we thank you for that that you're doing for her. Continue to pour into her, oh God, meet every need. God, don't let her lack. There's no lack in you. So we thank you that you're the God that's more than enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Finally, I want to pray for Patty, Kevin, Linda. I don't see nobody else. Okay. Father, we thank you for the workers here at Lake Hamilton. I thank you, Father God, their diligence and their faithfulness to work. I ask, God, that you strengthen them. I ask, Father, for the peace of God, that you would keep them, Lord God, as they labor, even already beginning to prepare real soon for the next camp meeting. And, Father God, the daily things that go on here, I pray, Father, that you provide. Don't let them lack anything. And even the finances, Father God, continue. Let them come on in. Oh, God, the overabundance, the superabundance, Father God, in every bed, fill it up, God. You know the people that need to come here. Fill it up, God. Send the men, send the women to get ministered to by the power of God. And we thank you for every speaker. We thank you, Father, for how, God, this weekend you've allowed us to pour out. I pray a special blessing for Callie and Jerry as she's on the road. I pray, God, you'll give back into them in Jesus' name. We thank you for the word, God. Help us, God, to stay humble. Help us to stay, oh God, under your spout, that you can continue to do that that you want to do. We pray for Rick. We pray for Crystal and Dan and my dear brother, Kevin. Touch him, God. He's so diligent and faithful with every recording. We thank you for the internet. We thank you for the website. We thank you for the YouTube page. Cover it all in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, let your word continue to go forth in power and demonstration of your spirit and your anointing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. I love you so much. One more time, just give the Lord a hand praise. We love you, and we do thank God for you, and I pray that you'll be able to come back to the next camp, which is an April spring camp. Praise the Lord. Now, there are some handouts for you, so don't leave without picking one of those up, all right? Amen. God bless. I believe we're done. God bless you today.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.